You're listening to the Clumsy Grace podcast. I'm your host, Erin McDonald, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me today because I want you to up your game, to blow up your revenue, and to serve the heck out of your clients and potential clients. I have a creative writing degree. I'll just let that hang there for a minute. My marketing background began in insurance when I didn't even know what marketing was. And I quickly discovered that for me, marketing meant learning the stories behind a business and matching them with the story of an underwriter or an insurance company. For me, marketing is and always has been about telling the best story in the most compelling way. And that's why I think that modern marketing is so built for big-hearted women with big dreams just like you. Welcome to the Clumsy Grace podcast. Let's have a good time. Today's episode is brought to you by my flagship digital course, Better Boundaries. Improve every relationship, including the one with yourself. Boss ladies need boundaries, sis. You can check it out at clumsygrace-university.teachable.com, along with the staple of all my digital courses, including Market Your Magic and Techie Business Stuff for creative women who hate techie business stuff. Enjoy the episode. You're not too sensitive for sales. You just need some boundaries. Welcome to today's show. I'm super excited. This episode combines two of my loves. I love proving to women business owners, women salespeople, females of the species who have business to develop, whose paychecks are tied to the growth of the company for which they are employed, who have watched salespeople for a millennia make them feel lousy or sell in ways that felt unscrupulous or against their personal ethics. And I really just am so obsessed with proving to you that you absolutely can market yourself and your business in a way that feels like it's within your integrity and is, in fact, really fun for you and the people to whom you market. And my other absolute obsession is boundaries. So hang on to your hats. Super excited for today's topic. Does it seem to you like you can't possibly be a total badass at marketing because you, quote, care too much? Maybe some possibly well-meaning boss has even told you, it's not personal, Erin, it's business. You're too sensitive. Just me? What if I told you that was total bullshit? Hang with me for a second here. To not care about your clients and potential clients, colleagues, and employees is such a short game. Yeah, maybe it'll get you the quick sale, but it's not the way to build longevity. Does that build loyalty? Hells no. It doesn't matter if your prices are the cheapest. If that is all someone is with you for, they are shopping you every single chance that they get. Unless you're competing based on your personality, based on how much you care, based on your story. Gone are the days, for most people, of wanting a white dude in a suit to condescend to them in order for the honor of paying him to do their taxes. Global internet economy means that people have a fucking choice. They get to choose who they purchase from. And more often than not, they're choosing people they like, brands, businesses they care about, and who care about them. It's pretty exciting. For the first time in history, you can impact someone's business with your buying habits in a way that you can see and be a part of. Now more than ever, voting with your feet, i.e. choosing whose art you consume, whose business you buy from, based on their ethics, their morals, their standards, has an impact. You know, like I stopped watching Woody Allen movies 20 years ago, mostly because I didn't fucking like them, but also because I found him to be such a shady lady and no one fucking cared. But now if I felt thusly inclined, I could write a blog about why I'm never, ever frequenting one of his films ever again. And I could share that blog and it could impact people. And maybe it would impact his bottom line a little bit, which for me, I think is kind of thrilling. Similarly, I have a fantastic experience with someone's business. They give me wonderful customer service. They solve a problem I was having with their purchase process. And I am going to sing it to the heavens. Listen, guys, I am totally one of those people who leaves a great review. If we're on a road trip and we hit up a restaurant we've never been to before and the service and food are phenomenal, you know I am writing them a recommendation. Okay? More and more, people are asking for recommendations on social media and making purchase decisions, small and very large, based on how a company interacts with them online. Notice I said interacts. I'm not talking about who has the slickest website or who has multi-million dollar video shoots. I'm talking about authentic, genuine, no bullshit, get to know you conversation with the people who grace you with their attention online. Believe me, there are a lot of people competing for the attention space occupied by online service-based entrepreneurs. There is a whole microeconomy that exists solely of coaches coaching coaches online, and it is saturated as fuck. Here's why I think that's really cool, actually, even though it sounds kind of scary, is that if you are such a coach coaching coaches, if you are an online service-based entrepreneur, you get to be you online. In fact, you have to be. And secondly, you get to show them how good you are. In fact, you must. The coolest thing about getting to show how good you are is that it's not the same as fronting about how cool or aspirational you are. People don't respond as well to production value nowadays if it's completely devoid of substance. On the flip side, if your message resonates and you bring it consistently to the right people, those people will pay premium prices regardless of your iPhone videos and your selfies in place of traditional headshots. To be totally frank, no one even sees traditional headshots anymore. Sorry, not online. Maybe in portfolios for models? I don't know. I do know that if I'm going to spend even a fraction of a second to look more deeply at your profile picture, it needs to interest me. Otherwise, you're part of the white noise. Trite motivational quote, white noise. It's done. It's tired. It's over. If everybody else is already doing it, you've already missed that boat. And that's cool because you can just move quickly on to whatever's next. But if, let's say, you're one of three main investment professionals in the small town you live in, and you just happen to be the one who does lunch hour karaoke competitions with the staff in your office, and you post a weekly Facebook audience poll about whose cover of Simply the Best is most like Tina Turner's, you have the opportunity to stand out. You don't necessarily have to spend a huge chunk of your social media efforts and energies educating the average consumer on things they don't care to learn about. For example, interest rates. They don't care. Unless your entire audience is other investment professionals, which is another problem because they are highly unlikely to be purchasing anything from you at any point. Most average consumers would rather see the karaoke thing and are more likely to buy from you because of it. Let them know you. If your bus stop bench photo is pretty straight-laced, but you are covered in tattoos, letting people see your ink could connect you to a lot more people who make purchasing decisions for their household. If you're a coffee addict, post a 5-second video on your Instagram stories every single day and call it Kathy's Coffee Stop. So help me God, if you spell coffee with a K, we're probably getting a divorce. People will bond with you over that stuff. And if you're really lucky, they will engage with it. Whether it's directly relevant to your expertise or not is not that material. What is important is to have a mission, which informs your brand, which carries into your content, which endears you to people to such an extent that they tell their cousin about your dental practice when she says her 8-year-old needs braces. So, with all this caring about clients, potential clients, audience members, fans, how do you keep from getting your heart constantly broken by a bit of a scary world out there? Short answer, you don't. You get your heart broken and you share it. What if you get trolled? You will. Sooner or later, that's probably going to happen. Honestly, I'm going a little bit off script, but honestly, I've been online for about 3 years, and the trolls, I don't have a massive audience. I have a pretty highly engaged audience, but I don't have like a massive, you know, multi-million or even multi-thousand. Okay, maybe multi-thousand, but I don't have tens of thousands of Instagram followers. But the trolls are pretty minimal. And part of that, I think, is probably due to the fact that I am white, able-bodied, you know, cisgendered, and frankly, pretty fucking privileged. I think that's probably part of it. Although the more opinionated I am speaking out against the trolls who would seek to marginalize people with already underserved voices, the more I do have pushback from the trolls. But I'll tell you, it doesn't land as hard. Of course, there are people who have been in my actual physical world who have, you know, hated on me for the work that I do in the world. And that does break my heart a little bit. And every single time it happens, I ask myself, do I still want to do this? And every single time the answer is still yes. So, what if your high school gym teacher sees your Facebook post and doesn't like it? That may sound a bit facetious, but these are actual things holding actual female business owners back from posting great content online. My opinion is that it comes back to boundaries. And also to a healthy dose of using the block and report buttons on all of your social features. If someone says something racist or hateful, I report them. I report a lot of accounts, actually, who are hateful and racist and sexist and just mean. And you block them so that you never have to see it from them ever again. But it's not that you're too sensitive or that you care too much. It's that you've been henceforth surrounding yourself not just in people who aren't sensitive enough to hang with you, but who are buying and selling in completely different ways from you. And that's actually a good thing. So, here's the thing about boundaries. You only ever get to decide what sorts of behaviors are for you and which ones aren't. Then you get to communicate that desire clearly and consistently. It's up to the people who receive or are subject to your message whether they're going to comply or not. If you've followed any of my socials for any amount of time, you know that I'm obsessed with boundaries. I think a lack of boundaries is a tremendous drain on all women, in particular women of marginalized voices, because we've all been taught by a patriarchy and white supremacist society that desires nothing more than for women, women of color, women with large bodies, to perpetuate and serve that patriarchy and white supremacy. And that the only way to successfully serve those systems and be a lovable female human is by being devoid of wants and needs and opinions. But what does all this have to do with social media marketing, client creation, or branding? Simple. If you're tired of being told that you care too much for people, it's time to relate to some different fucking humans. If you show your heart to your online audience in a way that helps them relate to you and allows you to help them help solve their problems, and if you're not solving a problem, why are you even in business? And they don't like it, they're not your ideal audience. It's good to know that. I actually think I'm going to do a separate episode on ideal client creation because I think it's such an underserved area of conversation in marketing for offline businesses. In the online world, we've created enough ideal client avatars to choke a bovine, but probably, you know, right now you'll work with any human who pulls out a checkbook. But do you really want that? Is that really aligned? Does that really feel good for you? Is the client really always right? Always? Are you going to sell to racists? Ooh, the game just changed, didn't it? If the modern consumer has infinite choices as to who's going to renew their mortgage, then the average mortgage broker has the same level of choice when it comes to their client selection. It might not seem like it right now if you're struggling to fulfill your monthly sales targets, but it's actually completely true. If you're not willing to define who you're not for, you are always going to be struggling against your feelings getting hurt and your posts and marketing efforts aren't going to land the way you want them to. For our purposes today, what I would love for you to do is grab yourself a pen or open a Word document or a note and your phone and ask yourself these two questions. I guess it's three questions. So firstly, who will I absolutely not work with? What traits might someone exhibit that would make you definitely not want to work with them? And secondly, who would I love to work with? And what would they love to hear from me right now? Boom. There's your social marketing plan for this week. Yes. I'm afraid. Scratch that. I'm not afraid. I'm thrilled. You're gonna have to care, but not about everybody. Just about your people. The good news is that modern consumers want to care about the brands they purchase from too. So here's the deal. If you are in an online saturated space, you're just gonna have to be better than your competitors. You're gonna have to show up better. You're gonna have to show up in more places, and you're gonna have to love those ideal clients harder. If your practice isn't sold the fuck out, and you spend the time that you would normally spend worrying about that, trying out and committing to new platforms or styles of delivering content, you'll sell more spots than if you just stick with the worrying plan. If you're offline and this is all new to you, get good. It's not that hard. It's here to stay. There's so much attention out there that could be yours if you have the courage and foresight and heart to get out ahead of this. Either way, pick platforms and be consistent and be playful. Show up in different formats, written, photo heavy, music, video, audio, and knock their socks off with the truth about you and how you can help them solve their problems. Caring is in, babe. Sensitivity is in, gratitude is in, authenticity and being willing to say and hear the truth is super hip right now. The cool thing is that if you're willing to be selective about who you create content for based on who your ideal clients are, you won't have to burn yourself out in order to do it. You won't have to give more than you're able, willing to give. You won't have to fill from an empty cup. And I don't know if you know this yet. You probably do. I suspect you're a clever, clever female. Caring feels good. It feels good to let the full force of your ability to care for people out into the world. There are consumers who want that. You just need to be a little bit choosier about who you share it with. As for me, I deeply hope to see your killer heartfelt content all over the internet and hear from you that it's helping you make the income and the impact that you so deeply desire. You deserve it. You're worth it. Your kindness is your superpower. Share your truth with the world. Be consistent. Be clear about who you're for, about who you're not for. Use the block button liberally. And don't take it all so seriously, man. This is life.